We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting with Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, and Peter Clark, Pottawatomie County Public Works Director, and talking a little bit about bridge projects and going to talk a little road projects as well. We've been discussing the Highway 24 Green Valley project for a while now, and I know that's been delayed a few times, hasn't it?
Well, we've had a couple complications. I think the biggest one is that we've been in the process of trying to acquire all of the right-of-way and easements necessary to construct the project. That's required for us to do, as it should be, before KDOT will give us the authorization to bid the project and start construction. One easement in particular, we had to go to condemnation to acquire, and we're in that process now. Just on this last week, Judge Elder made a ruling that we did indeed have the authority to exercise eminent domain to acquire a temporary construction easement. And with that information in that preliminary hearing, we're able to give that information to KDOT so that they can allow us to now proceed towards towards construction. That was probably the biggest holdup. That was the last easement that was waiting to be done. And that process is not totally complete, but that preliminary ruling by the judge allows us to work with KDOT to organize the bid letting process and get the project moving now downhill towards construction. So we're pretty excited about that. We're looking right now at a November bid letting for that project. So it would probably start more than likely the beginning of the year, you know, beginning of 2020. And that will be probably a 15 to 18 month long project. Tied with that project is also, not in the same contract, but tied very closely to it, will be the bid opening for the US 24 and Crown C project, which also builds a segment of frontage road, does some turn lanes on 24 there next to the sale barn. That project we want to be having going on at the same time as US 24 and Green Valley, because they both will have impact on Highway 24, and it's better to have those projects coordinated so that we minimize the amount of lane closures on Highway 24 as best as possible, because there's no ifs, ands, or buts when we do work on 24 right in that area around Green Valley Road and Crown C. It will slow traffic down, especially in those commuting hours in the a.m. and p.m., and drivers will have to be thinking about alternative options, going in early, going in later, using K-18 to get from Omega to Manhattan. There's lots of alternatives that may be available to them.
Several alternatives. Lots. They're not lots.
Several. But they'll need to be thinking about those so that they minimize their impact to their commute, because during that time frame, about 7:30 to 8 o'clock, when we have lane closures on Highway 24, there will be a significant backup, just from experience of what it's looked like in years past when we have had projects going on. And as we all know, there's even more traffic now than there has been in years past. You know, the continued growth means that we'll have even more congestion when we start on 24.
And as with construction, it's encouraged that people with business starting times that can vary take it 15 minutes one way or the other instead of always getting on the hour, and people who drive watch who's trying to get onto the lane and move over to the alternative lane and help get people to flow when they can. That will come up as it gets a little closer, but it's going to be a challenge because it's already very heavily trafficked at the morning and afternoon times.
So you mentioned starting that project possibly at the start of the year. In the wintertime, then, are we talking about, or are you waiting until spring?
Well, they'll begin work in the winter. There's a lot of things they can do, even if it's still cold outside. There's some grading work they can do, some clearing and grubbing process. And you never know. Sometimes you have, a significant time, periods of time during the winter when the weather is right. We had winters sometimes where it never really even, the ground never froze the whole time. Now, I don't know if we're going to have one of those winters. We definitely did not have that last winter. But there are a lot of things that can be done by a contractor during the winter months, especially at the beginning phases of a project, whether it be placing utilities or other things of that nature. And there's a lot of that work that need to be done at the beginning of the project besides just working on Highway 24. I think, luckily, we would not have to be working on 24 during those winter months. That create an even bigger complication if you have snow, when you have cones out there on the road. That is something you want to avoid if at all possible as a contractor and as a designer.
Did you have something else you wanted to add to that?
No, I was just praying for the success of the project. It is going to be challenging. I have said that for the last 5 years, and I don't doubt it for one moment. And for people who believe in property rights, our condemnation is simply for the right to work on the property. We're not taking property, but a work easement, and so that has to be done to make the thing come together.
Yeah, it's part of the whole legal process there. Right. And then just lastly here, Dee brought in this little registration form, probably a good reminder here to tell people to vote.
Yes, it's time to register to vote if you've moved from one house to another, any place in the area. And one of the things that will be on the ballot upcoming, and I think I'm going to send the clerk down here to talk about it next time around, but there's going to be a constitutional amendment that people should vote where they come from and not necessarily in their interim locations. And I don't know how that'll turn out, but certainly people should read it. And many of the students, for instance, are really paid for and taken care of by their parents out in Dodge City or other places, and should probably be counted there as part of residency rather than just the short time they're at school, which does impact sometimes their vote and causing things to happen here in Manhattan that are expensive. But that's a conversation that I'm not real deep in. I just know that that's on the ballot, and then there will be the school board and the city councils, all of those things in the fall. Nothing, no legislative things.
Yep. All right. Well, Dee McKee, Peter Clark, our guests here on In Focus today, thank you so much for coming by, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys sometime down the road.
It's always fun. Thank you.
It is always a pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Peter Clark and Dee McKee, stay tuned. We will have Talk 20 MHK being previewed next with Kayla Savage from UFM Community Learning Center. That's next on K-Man.